This is WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An Akron indie rock band is branching out on its upcoming album with a new sound. For this week's Shuffle, I talk with Devil Strip magazine music editor Brittany Nader about the band called Stems.
Justin Seeker is kind of their front man. He's the primary vocalist, guitarist, and lyricist. Mike Voris, who plays bass, drummer Josh Weiss. And then they added a new member, Joel McAdams, as their other guitar player, and he's been playing music in the area for a long time, and they all kind of admired his work as a musician.
And this band gelled together. I mean, what, it was kind of a chance meeting at a bar, and that was the final piece of the puzzle here?
Yeah, Joel was kind of the missing piece, sounds like. They all really admired his work in other bands, and when they started Stems, their previous guitar player quit. Justin went to the Zephyr in Kent, and he confided in Joel, who was a bartender there. He's like, oh man, you know, our guitar player quit. This sucks. And then something just clicked and he's like, wait a minute, do you want to be in our band? And then he was the missing piece. And then they just found out that they collaborate really, really well together.
It's interesting. The more we talk about some of these bands that I've never heard of, we find out how connected they all are. Mm-hmm. They've all at least been in three other bands. And it's really like a community.
Community is a really good way to describe it. You know, two of the members of this band just kind of started playing after Justin was playing solo material for a while and then started kind of coming up with their sound. And then they realized they work really well as a unit.
How do you describe the music?
Indie rock, but that's really broad. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many bands are indie rock. But Justin describes it really well, I think, as if The Shins covered songs by The Cure. So they have an 80s influence that's pretty obvious. You can hear like Joy Division type influences.
Good times we never seem to have. They're calling us, they're calling us. Good times we never.
The songs that Justin was writing when he was a solo act are much different than the material this band is putting out together.
Yeah, I think so. You know, he talks about a lot of his original songs were kind of about like paranoia and bad love and these like darker themes. Their new album, for lack of a better word, like danceable beats to it. So I'm like, this is fun. Like, I could roll the windows down in the car and listen to this. I really like it.
How do you think this band fits in with Akron's music scene?
I think the fact that all of these guys have been playing music for a long time, even if it's different instruments and different genres and different, you know, types of bands in the area, I think they're all like pioneers of local music around here. Like people, if they might not know Stems particularly, but if they hear the band members' names, they're like, that guy was in these three bands. That guy was in these three bands that I grew up listening to or going to their shows in the area. So I think they're all kind of veterans of the local scene, but starting something newer.
Well, and the band is called Stems, and that actually does mean something.
Yeah, it kind of stems from Justin's work with another band and also his solo material.
So coming together as the stem.
Yeah, branching off from that.
Is this a release that you're looking forward to hearing?
Yeah, you know, I heard the rough mixes, and after talking to them, it was really cool to hear their songwriting process and some of the inspiration that went behind it and just how collaborative the whole process was and how each of them had a really strong influence in every song, it seems like. So I'm really excited to hear the final product.
Okay, we'll look forward to that release this summer. The band is called Stems. They're from Akron. Brittany, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.